Right now, our good friend Eve Goodman from Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra joins us. Hi, Eve.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Good. That's a tough act to follow there.
I was enjoying listening to it.
I don't know the show 77 Sunset Strip very well. It's a teeny bit before my time, but apparently the soundtrack was that same kind of over-the-top sort of hipster music
right. Sound.
Yeah. You've got something really exciting happening a week from today at Heinz Hall. The Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra will be performing. It's a free concert. And what a great opportunity. It could be a belated Valentine's outing. It could be a chance to bring your family to Heinz Hall for the very first time. It's free. It's also quite professional in terms of the sound of the orchestra. Tell us why you do this and what folks can look forward to seeing and hearing.
Well, one of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra's mission is to introduce classical music to an audience that may not, you know, get out to hear it. So that's why we like to offer free concerts. And this concert will be especially fun because Mother Goose will be there in the lobby pre-concert telling stories and signing autographs. There'll also be performances by Youth Connection chamber groups. And the program of the concert, the reason why Mother Goose is going to be there is because we're doing Ravel's Mother Goose Suite. And we're also opening with a piece called Super Maximum, which is by a young, contemporary composer. And it's a really fun, interesting piece where the orchestra is really called upon to play their instruments in different ways. They'll actually be, you know, some of the cello players will be actually beating on their instruments and to create different rhythms. And it's just a really fun piece to listen to and watch.
This sounds like a great opportunity if you've got relatively young children, 5, 6, you know, so elementary school age children that have never seen a symphony concert or Heinz Hall to be able to enjoy it. Also, frankly, it's a good cheap date if you're looking for something fun and free to do. The quality of musicianship in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra is amazing as well. Folks may not know that you're really well known. Often you'll go on trips to play beyond the city. And in fact, do you have anything coming up at all? Or do you have a trip planned?
Not for this summer, but we are planning a concert tour in June of 2020 to the Baltics and Scandinavia.
That sounds great. Yeah, you space those out, hopefully such that every member gets at least one trip under his or her belt as you go. So the Pittsburgh Youth Chamber Connection will have ensembles that will play in the lobby beforehand, right?
Correct.
And you mentioned Mother Goose will be there. The show starts at 2 o'clock. Now, I imagine that our tickets, even though it's free, do you still need to get tickets?
Yes, we. It seems ridiculous that we have tickets even though it's free, but one of the reasons, the main reason, is that we need to get an accurate count of how many people attend. Our funders like to know that, so it's a good way for us to keep track. And there, it's very easy. We always have tickets available the day of the performance, starting an hour before the concert in the box office lobby. But if you also want to call 412-392-4872. You can leave a message and order tickets that way. Or you can also go online at piso.org/tickets and order your own tickets and print them up from your computer. So it's we try to make it very easy for people to get tickets.
Excellent. Well, it's a great opportunity. I'm glad we're getting a chance to talk about it well in advance. It's just a week from today, 2 o'clock, Heinz Hall. And what a nice thing. You can go have an early dinner afterwards or just enjoy what should be, you know, a brisk day. Although you never know these days.
No. It could be 90 degrees next Saturday.
But just the chance to see Heinz Hall in this fashion, I think, is a wonderful opportunity. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Well, I realized I didn't give the whole program. And it is the mid-season concert, and it opens with Super Maximum, as I said, and then Ravel's Mother Goose Suite. And there'll be an intermission, and then it's Elgar's Enigma Variations. And the whole show, concert rather, it starts at 2 p.m. It should be over by 4. And even we encourage people with young families, they don't need to feel obligated to come to the entire concert if the first part of it sounds really interesting, but maybe they're children get a little antsy for the second part, they're more than welcome to come and enjoy the first half and, stay or if, you know, they feel they should leave. But we want them to enjoy as much of it as they want.
Well, I hope you have a great turnout. There's plenty of seats available. Just because something is free doesn't mean it's without value. In fact, it's an incredibly valuable experience to take in a great concert and also as an audience to show your respect and appreciation for the musicians in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. These are really fine young musicians. It will be a great concert, and you'll be in the house with a lot of really wonderful Pittsburghers, too. So good luck, and I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you, too, and it's always lovely to talk to you, Larry. Thank you so much for giving us the time.
Our pleasure. Thank you. And that's Eve Goodman. Don't forget Youth Chamber Connection in advance of that show. For additional information, you can go to the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra's website.